Shanti. Pray first for bishops, which I just got this from Father Marx and put to use immediately. I should make copies. Pray for priests. You'll see more about this before the course is over. Pray for deacons. I think I've told you, the United States has more permanent deacons than the whole rest of the Catholic Church throughout the world. There are some bishops that are very reluctant to ordain deacons. Here I could talk for hours, dealing so much with permanent deacons. But notice, they are to be the service of the Church in the liturgy, the gospel, and works of charity. And we need, well, they better be good, honest to God deacons. And just for the record, the Church's preference is, hear it, for unmarried deacons. And historically, I've not put it in print. I can say it though I'm being taped. We have told you one reason for promoting the diaconate was that deacons can be married men, ordained to the diaconate, although married. And I have never received, never, an invitation to a diaconate ordination, never, without, always, inside the invitation was always the names of the deacon's wives first, and then the men to be ordained deacons, page 2. I repeat, this is part of modern history to gradually break down the celibacy of priests. I think I've told you we've organized with the Holy See's encouragement an association called the Servants of Fatima. I did tell you, didn't I? Take 3 vows. A vow of promoting faith in and devotion to the Holy Eucharist. Promoting faith in Mary's divine maternity and devotion to Our Lady. And thirdly, promoting faith in and loyalty to the Bishop of Rome. They are not publicly identifiable for obvious reasons. '89. Before the grandeur of the priestly grace and office, the holy doctors, those are the doctors of the Church, felt an urgent call to conversion in order to conform their whole lives to Him whose sacrament had made them ministers. And again, this English language ours, when we use the word ministry or minister, What do you think of? Well, Pastor so-and-so at the First Baptist Church. I counted when I'd walk. First came to Detroit from the university to the eye doctor along 6 Mile Road. I counted 14 Protestant churches in less than 2 miles. Hell, the people are hungry. Hungry for the truth that God became man to teach. And what are we? As I've said in so many ways, so many times, what are we Catholics doing? And of course, we need priests to work with. I cannot tell you how grateful I am for your coming to these Sunday afternoon classes. Strengthens my faith. Makes my priesthood meaningful. Thanks for being here. This was to have been, am I correct? The class on the 22nd of February. Am I correct? When's our next class? 15th of March. Remembers the name given to the 15th of March. Among the Romans, the Ides of March. And refresh my memory. How long do we speak?
3 o'clock, Father.
3 o'clock.
Till?
3 o'clock.
Is it still 3?
Yeah, still 3.
Let me do this then. We could, of course, go on at length on this present subject. What if we do this? I would like to do justice to our next class, which is on Confucianism. I want to use this occasion, just one class to do it, to share with you as much as we have time for about Confucianism, which for over 2,000 years had been, so long as we can speak of it, as the religious foundation of Chinese culture. And then also share with you something about the 1 billion people in China today. They are suffering deeply. So that if you don't mind, let's take, with apologies, a 10-minute break. Let's make it till 2:50. Then we'll resume class, and we'll then talk about Confucianism, China, and what we can do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen.